As the presidential primaries have moved up over the years, from March to February to January, people have wondered how long it would be before the first votes were cast in December. Well, this could be Santa's year. South Carolina Republicans have reportedly decided to move their primary to mid-January, triggering a chain reaction that could cause Iowa's caucuses into this year. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is with us. Howdy, Ron.
Good to be with you, Andrea.
So what's the news here? Why are we suddenly thinking about voting and jingle bells at the same time?
It starts with the South Carolina Republican chairman being about to announce tomorrow or this week that they want a new date for their event. Now, they have been on February 2nd for the Republicans, January 29th for the Democrats in South Carolina, and now it's going to be sooner. We don't know how much sooner, but the South Carolina newspapers are saying it's going to be Saturday, the 19th of January. And there are other reports in the Wall Street Journal and elsewhere that it could be yet sooner than January 19th. Could be the 12th, or could be earlier still. We could see Nevada moving to open up January 19th, because that right now is their date. But if it is the 19th, or any time sooner, and this is key, that would get ahead of the tentative date for New Hampshire, which has been set for January 29. Tentatively, New Hampshire will insist that it be first.
So, okay, for about a generation now, it's been South Carolina leading the southern states, but following the New Hampshire primary. Traditionally, that's the first in the nation and the Iowa caucuses. Why the change here?
One word, Florida. Florida moved its primary up this year to January 29th, which is the same day that the South Carolina Democrats were going to go and 4 days before the South Carolina Republicans. Of course, they're trying to play leapfrog, too. And that takes away the South Carolina cachet as the first in the South, the Dixie Trigger primary, if you will. And, of course, Florida did this because they didn't want to be lumped in and forgotten with all the other big states that have all moved now till February 5th,
Super Duper Tuesday.
Exactly, Tsunami Tuesday, or the virtual national primary, if you will.
So, okay, the big states jumped to February, and Florida broke away to do January 29th, and that crowds South Carolina. So now, Ron, stop the madness. I mean, can't we all just get along here?
No, because New Hampshire must be first. It is, in fact, state law in New Hampshire that they must be first, and that's why their Secretary of State, Bill Gardner, does not want to announce a hard and fast date tomorrow or any other time until everybody else has stopped jumping around and committed to a date, and then he'll put his at the front of the line.
Except for Iowa.
Iowa is different.
Why is Iowa different?
Iowa is a caucus and not a primary, and New Hampshire has made a special exception for Iowa to have its caucuses a little bit earlier. But if the date for New Hampshire moves up into early January, earliest January, Iowa won't have enough January left over to get its caucuses in, and they'll have to get back into December, and that's how we get jingle bells.
Okay, and what happens if Iowa doesn't get what happens if Iowa doesn't get its time there?
If Iowa doesn't get to go first, it stops getting all of this attention from the candidates.
Oh.
And that costs Iowa a lot of clout and a lot of prestige and a lot of dollars.
Okay, Ron, quickly, when will we know?
We'll know when the states stop moving around and New Hampshire picks its official date and sets itself down and Iowa decides where it wants to be, 2007 or 2008.
Thanks very much, Ron.
Thank you, Andrea.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving.